When it is time to thank God, I will say that most Christians start on the wrong note. Even though what they are saying is right, but they have started on the wrong note. What do I mean by the wrong note? Most time when people want to thank God, they thank God majorly for external things. Things they can see. So a Christian want to thank God, they say, oh Lord, I thank you for my mother. I thank you for my job. I thank you for my sister. I thank you for my husband. Thank you for my children. Thank you because this year you gave me a new car. Thank you because this year you gave me a new house. Thank you for... Yes, you are thanking God, but you are starting on the wrong note. That is not where your thanksgiving ought to start. Thanksgiving begins from within, before without. Every true thanksgiving should start from within. What do I mean? Because without the within, you cannot have the one outside. And oftentimes, most people take for granted the things they cannot see and place high value on the things that can be seen. But listen, the Bible says that things which are seen were produced, were made from the things which were not seen. They found out one of the most valuable company, perhaps the most valuable company in the world, Steve Jobs, died of pancreatic cancer. The pancreas is not a big organ. The pancreas is not a visible organ. But yet, it made the man die before he would have loved to die. If you see I told the technical team, I don't know if they did it. But okay, they know they have not done it. I think you should, on your own after service, Google for the image of a pancreas. There are a lot of things that functions in our body that we do not value, but they are major things. They are major things that can make a job useless. They are major things that can make even you not be able to drive a car. They are major things that can make even living in a house feel bored for you. Sometime this year, we had a transaction to do with a man, and the man had a sickness. And because of that sickness, the man could not go out anymore. From the entrance of his room, let me not even exaggerate from the outside, from his door, you will know that a sick man is inside. The smell. And here was this man with his leg on his chair. The leg was rotting while he's alive. They spent and had spent all on that leg. And the worst part was that a landlord became a tenant because of that same leg. He even sold his property because just one leg, just the health condition, had eaten and the leg was rotting alive. But yet, when that leg was functioning well, most of us will never take it when he said, thank God now. You thank God for money. You thank God for clothes. You thank God for all the things. And you will never look at your leg and say, Lord, thank you for my leg. David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. In other words, I'm looking within to thank the Lord. I'm not just looking at material things that today may be and tomorrow may not be anymore. But I am looking within to thank the Lord. That is why we do not joke as a church with our end of the year Thanksgiving service. That's why you see that every year we set out a day. And on Thanksgiving service, we are not normal people. On end of the year Thanksgiving service, I will tell you, bring your own talking drum. Bring your own stainless cup. Bring anything you can use to sing and make sport. When they ask you, why are you taking your plate? To say, no, it is my drum. I don't have. Well, bring your own tambourine. Bring your own bell. Anything that can make noise, that can praise God, that can do, just come with it and just, when it's time to make a joyful noise, we are just making a, bring it to stainless. Anyone that wants to be angry, let them be angry. Because without you, life will continue anyway. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And do you know that we forget what is within? And the devil makes us to focus on what is without. House rent, shoe, school fees, whatever. One boy has left you. You say you want to go and commit suicide. You are very foolish if you have ever done that. Because if you are not born in the first place, will you have ever even meet the boy that way? That you are even, can even be in a relationship and somebody say, you know, they do it again. It shows at least, look at yourself and be first, lift your voice and what? Thank God, Oluwa, thank me. Even though I'm not happy, but at least, that somebody can even look at me and say, I love you. One time, a brother was sharing with us that he went to go and preach to a lady. And he said to the lady, I want to tell you that Jesus loves you, and so do I. And that was the Lord told the brother, go and tell that sister that Jesus loves you, and so do I. And he said, but that one cannot save, because he's used to just preaching, preaching, preaching. I said, that is what I want you to go and say. So he went to the sister, I want to tell you that Jesus loves you, so do I. He said, what did you say? He said, Jesus loves you, so do I. He said, please say it again. Jesus loves you. So they said, please say it one more time. Say it one more time. And then we said, I'm going to your love. Say it again. If you are the one, Jesus loves you. Please. He said, I have never heard that word in 20 years. Either from a mother or a father. Everybody has been telling me how useless I am. I yell useless. I said, no one, no even, no, she has never heard that word. That somebody will look at her and say, you are loved. Thanksgiving begins from within. Thanksgiving begins from within. Today, as we want to thank God, I'm not asking you that you should not be grateful for material things that God has given to you. But on this first day of December 2019, which happens to be the last month of this year, what I'm asking you to thank God for is thank God for the things within. Sir, do you know that there's a sensor in your bladder? That if that sensor is not working, if you stand when you want to wee-wee will just come by itself. You will never know. God forbid, it will never be your portion. That there's a sensor in our bladder. That thing that makes you feel, I want to wee-wee. Brother, can you please lift up? I see you are pressing phone too much, please. Can you concentrate, please? Thank you. Just put up the phone. Use the one on the screen. Thank you. That, if that sensor is working, then you say, oh, I feel like wee-wee. Then you rush there. And some of us, you know, when your sensor is very sharp, you even start the wee wee. You start the wee. By the time you are offloading, you yourself will do. It's like they have carried load away from you. But when that sensor fails in the life of a man, the man may be talking to you like this, and the next thing you will see is like a bag of water, we will come out. And if the worst of all, if it's even a woman, if worst of all is a woman, she will be standing like that, and the next thing is, it will be as if they just drop water. Everything will just fall to the ground like that. And she will not know until she sees the thing. Until she sees the thing. Or he or she, until they see the thing, they will know. The man will not know that the thing is just coming. But he says, I didn't know. I don't know. It will just come out like that. See, sir, there are diseases in this world that makes life feel frustrated living. There are diseases that will make people not have to feel like living. Can you imagine now going for an interview and you are still on the interview and now we just came down? Which employer wants to employ such a person? So that means that the problem of job is no longer the problem. The person cannot go for a job. The person cannot even stay in the shop because now she's in the shop, we is coming out. That means this person now, that singular sickness will make her just stay at home unless you want to start wearing pampers all around the place. And if you're a man, maybe they have to do his own special pampers or diapers. But when was the last time you thank God for all the sensors that are working? Do you know what stroke is? Stroke means that the brain is not able to communicate with that a particular part of the body. You will never have it. So the person is, you see, normally when you say, when you do like this, between the time I lift that hand, my brain communicates with this part. There are things in my hand here that is my brain is connected to that. Okay, now I want to leave my hand. Now I want to leave my hand. Now, when people have stroke, what happens is that the brain tells the hand, or the part of that body, move. And that part says, no, it cannot move. I will not move. I will not move. So somebody is alive. And the part, a part of his body is saying that we will do what we want to do. We will not move. But when you are not thoughtful, you will never thank God for all these things. Well, if you are not a thinker, if you ask, why are you like this? I'm not eating for 2 days. Ah. But you can feel hunger. Do you know that for you to even feel hunger is a blessing? To be hungry, you should. Even if you don't have food to eat, that you can be hungry is a blessing. It's a blessing. It is a blessing. So as we gather here this morning, I thank God for the shoes. I thank God for the clothes. I thank God for the job. But that is not what I'm thanking God for today. I want you to focus within and look within and thank the Lord. And thank Him for those things that you do not even count as important. They are actually the major things. The invisible things of our lives, they are the major things that makes everything go on, but we don't know. I want us to be thankful to Him. We are going to be thankful to Him. Why is it that people do not give thanks? Causes of ingratitude. Number one, forgetfulness. Forgetfulness. He said, forget not all His benefits. It doesn't forget not all His benefits. Forget not all His benefits. All His benefits. All His benefits. What are the things you should never forget? You see, these are things that you may never have thought about. Number one, do not forget the salvation of your soul. How God saved your soul. Some of you this morning will have probably now tie something on your head and your waist. You are a shrine boy. And you will have been bowing before one idol. Because most of all, when you check the history of our name, apart from the Igbos who became born again before most tribes, because Igbos, everything, the Chukwu, Emeka, Chukwu, Nonso, Chukwu, Chukwu, Nayan, Chukwu, everything, Chukwu. I think Igbo, they were born again. But for those of us who came from the other side, you hear Ashipa, Ogunbede, Ogundipe, Ogunseyi, Ogunbaje, Ogunbaja. Ogutade, Ogunfumi, Ogunwale. Your name will tell you your roots. I watched a documentary by T.L. Osborne. It's called Black Magic. Or Black Magic. And this man did a documentary when he came to do crusade, I think during the 1970s or early 80s. He did that crusade in Ibadan. And I was shocked that was Nigeria. 80s. They will bring the children like this. Newborn, after months. Then the man would just put the children or the child in between his laps and look for a sharp object, sharp blade. First rub the thing. I have the documentary. And the child will be bleeding and crying. And the blood, they will start from the end like this. But I said, man, if you are there, I could have imagined. Sometimes you should go behind the mirror and put some mark. And thank God, I'm telling you, some of you could have been. And I say, I'm not despising those who have it. But you can imagine if they could do that to a child, how that man, if you refuse to go and worship the idol, what he would do to the child. And some of me, imagine me as an Ifa priest. You cannot even imagine yourself. Jesus saved you. Are you grateful for it? You get used to coming to church. that you forget that once upon a time in your life, it's not normal for you to be in church on a Sunday morning. You can get used to carrying Bible. That you forget that once upon a time in your life, by now you will still be sleeping from hangovers of yesterday. You can get used to saying hallelujah and forget that one time it's not hallelujah you used to say. It is something else you used to say. You can forget. And you can get used to hearing a pastor and forget that one time of your life it is a DJ you used to hear. You can get used to coming to church and you have forgotten that it was not normal for you at the point. Some of us, 7 a.m. like this, by now you'll be singing in the kitchen, frying something. Just frying something. You and your children just there. Now look at you. You are here in church. In the house of God. Even some of you, the people you left in the village, they are still not dusting the pathway of the church. They are still worshiping the idol that you left them behind. And you are here. When was the last time you said, thank you, Lord, for the salvation of my soul? Without the salvation of your soul, we would have been lost. When was the last time you thanked God for sending Jesus to this world and making you make no Jesus? My life changed the day I met Jesus. Jesus is the foundation of every change that has taken place in our lives. But today we take it for granted. Do you know that not everybody knows Jesus? And how do you know those who have taken that salvation message for granted? You will easily know anyone that have taken their salvation for granted by a particular sign. 2 Peter chapter 1. This is the sign to know those who have taken their salvation for granted. 2 Peter chapter 1. Are you still with me? Verse 8. For if these things be in you and abound, then make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. The first sign to know those who have taken their foundation salvation for granted that they are unfruitful Christians. They are not fruitful. Not fruitful. A woman of God, I heard her preaching, I think it was posted on one of the platforms, I was hearing it, this, was sharing the story of her own blood sister. I said the lady was with her for a long time. The lady served her well, she and her husband. And when it was time for her to marry, the lady was in their church. So when it was time for her to marry, they even helped her. She got married. But for, I think, after about a long time, over maybe over 10 years or so, I don't know how long, she was not getting pregnant. Then, she became worried. And they did all the tests for husband, the wife, everything. Everything was normal. But this woman was not getting pregnant. So on her behalf, she decided to go and seek the face of God for her sister. Because, and she said, Lord, you have used me to bless so many women with the fruit of the womb. Why is it that my sister, after several years of marriage, she is still not yet fruitful? Lord, what did she do? And the Lord told the woman. Pastor Stanley, I don't know why. How many of you have heard that sermon? Oh, I think he's there. I think, Pastor Stanley, please, whoever, when that message you played, or whoever, when you played, please make sure you post it on the Royal Great Chapel Forum, please. She was relating, this is not story, she was talking about her own blood sister. So she said that the Lord told her and said, whenever, Pastor, please, can you stay somewhere properly, please? Whenever the angel brings the child to the service, the sister was not there. And she was shocked because she said to herself, this is not true. So she said to the Lord, Lord, my sister don't miss service. My sister is always in the service. Could this be you, Lord? This thing, I do not agree. What are you talking about? Then the Lord said, your sister has been serving me. I've been attending church for a long time now. But she has never... No, she was in the choir. She said she never joined a department or whether... No, she never joined a department in the church. And he said, maybe she joined the choir and left. I don't know, but... But the way the Lord says that anytime the angel brings the child to the choir, he has, I think she joined the choir, but she was not a faithful member in the choir. Say the service that the angel brings the child to is the choir rehearsal. The video is there. I'm not the one that said it. The person who said it is a preacher. She's a woman of God. And I respect her. I respect her dearly. She was talking about her own blood. Said, the service the angel brings the child to is the choir rehearsal. And anytime the angels come to that choir rehearsal, she's not there. So she said, Lord, that's true. That is true. She's busy with other things, but not faithful in that department. So she quickly said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, so she called the sister, said, Mo pay happy, whatever. Etienne, go and join the choir department and be faithful. Be faithful. She said, within a month, she conceived. Within a month. She had to mention the person, mention the sister, so that you can see. Within a month, she conceived. Several years of hard labor, medical tests, doctor tests, sperm counts, whatever. The thing was there, but the Lord chose to that. It is that place she least valued. As this year is also running to an end, you are here in church. Ask yourself, how fruitful have you been this year? If you are grateful to God, you will always be fruitful. You will be fruitful in the face of God. You will be fruitful in the face of God. When I heard that testimony, when I heard that story, because it's not just maybe somebody's just, it's a practical and the fruit is there. She said, people know the sister. And she's mentioning the name of the person that the thing happened to within a month. Month, she conceived. I said, wow. This thing, do you know how many people could have been millionaire? But they just chose to just sit down and do nothing for the Lord. Do you know how many people their life could have been better? Because you see, that thing is true. If you read Exodus chapter 23, verse 26, it says, serve the Lord. Exodus 26, 25 or 25, 26. It says, serve the Lord and he will bless you. But when you forget, you will do big man. You will do big man. Because you see, one of the reasons why I don't like joining the choir as a young man was because our choir then was wearing uniform. And I think in 2020, our choir will start wearing uniform too. I think it's good. We need to start wearing uniform. Oh! I remember the first time I was suspended from the choir. Not to minister on a Sunday. They walked me out. I knew they were supposed to wear a uniform that Sunday. But because one girl has brought me a native, a white native, that was the first native of my life. I thank God it is not the last native of my life. Because I quickly repented. And the native looks so big to me. The girl likes me very well. Want to marry me. Not me. I'm not the one that wants to marry. She wants to marry me. You see how my destiny was about to be changed. She wants to marry me. So my destiny was about to be. And I was going to be the wife. She was going to be the husband. Imagine me as a wife. Honey. And I will be serving at home. I'm telling you, because poverty was making me think that I would never have a glorious future. Some of you here, you are hearing me today, you didn't come with a car. One day, your wife will go with a car ahead of you, then you will be coming with another car. Amen. Mark it. That day is coming. That the Lord just said to you, that day will come. That day will come. It will surprise you. When that day arrives, remember this prophecy. It will come practically. Then, because of that dating, I refuse to wear the choir this day. I know that they will suspend me. You know, sometimes when the spirit of stubbornness enters your life, you know the consequence of your action, but you still go ahead and do it. Say that I know what they will do. Let them do it. It's because you lack an understanding that you have thought now that you are dealing with the choir master or the usher or the technician. You don't know that you are dealing with God. You don't know we are dealing with God. So I came. I was playing conga drum. That was my, I will never forget it. And I wore my white native, white. And I put my shade. Very stubborn. Very stubborn. Everybody were wearing their own. And you see, stubbornness comes with another thing. It comes with lies. Then I enter. My choir master was Pastor Brother Femi. As I entered the church, I said, Brother Femi said, oh, John, why are you there? I said, I didn't know. So I thought it was a joke. So I went to my normal, because see, I wanted to impress the girl. She was sitting down there. You know, when people are not people in church sometimes, you know. As we are here, people are sending. That's why I said, when you see your neighbor using phone in that church, we don't use phone. brother, please stop that thing. We don't. If you should be policing people after, because sometimes people are sending messages to themselves in the service. I'm telling you, it can happen. Now, pastor is talking about you. Laugh out loud. And they are all looking at you. Check your neighbor and say, are you the one pastor is talking about now? So I went on the conga. I still remember the sound I was playing on that conga. I'm telling you, I'm not lying. The Lord sees my heart. That was the sound I was playing. I can still recall it. I don't need to swear by God, but I'm telling you, this sound I just played was the sound. So I didn't know that the Lord was teaching me a lesson. I was playing, and the choir master came. Brother John, out. You cannot play. You cannot play. You are not properly dressed. You know that's how we do. People don't beg for the things of God because they feel that, God, I am doing you a favor. You need me now. You see, when your mind enters that zone, you have actually entered into the area where you are forgetting the goodness of God to your life. I walked away. That was the last conga I can remember playing. It took months for me to realize that what am I even proud of? One native. Not two. Not two. Just one. Only one native has turned me to a big man. Who becomes a big man by just wearing one native? Only one native, sir. I've become like this. And I've forgotten that the reality of my life that was that I was really a suffering boy. You see, you know when we dress well like that, we do all the man cake, pancake, sis cake, bros cake, king cake, and all the cake. You know that deep within, after all, bank account zero, you know there is no cake anywhere. You know, you yourself, you know. Then it dawned on me. I repented, really. I repented. And it was when I repented, I took a very hard decision. This girl, out of my life. I told my mother, I'm running away from this house. Going to stay with my friend. Nobody should give the girl the address of where I'm staying. Because now, I want to go and serve God. No more this girl. Because she was the breadwinner of my life. My mother was already calling her Iyawo, Iyawo. You see, those ones, they don't know anything because of beans and bread. And it was bringing rice. And they were eating. And oh, if you are a mother too, at least if a girl is bringing half bag of rice, maybe 16 dedica of beans every month, bringing gari, giving you money. He said, he was paying for my diary. Hey, mothers, be careful what you say to your children. She now our in-law be that. She has never told you that he's an in-law. Don't force her to say it. Don't force her to say it. So I left the house. And that was what made me work at Karamo Plastics. Beside Coca-Cola, opposite LTV8, Agidingbe. That was what turned me to a factory worker. But do you know that from factory worker, different chapters of my life began to open. Because now I'm trusting the Lord. Oh, I became very faithful in church. That even the key of the church was given to me. Because I'm always the first person. And I had the first encounter 1 year. It was December. Whether it was December or not, I can't say. But it was a special year. I came to church that day. I was arranging the chairs. The door was closed. There were two doors in that church. And I was praying. I did not even know that arranging of chairs can make God visit you. I say, when it comes to the house of God, people, where people are coming to sit down to hear the word of God, preacher is coming to preach, that place, don't take it for granted. Whatever you do there is seeing it. I was arranging chairs. I was praying. See, in case you don't know my story at that time, in the church, when after I go to members' house to go and wash their clothes, cut their grasses, then do my conductor work or bricklayer work. No, a laborer work for bricklayer. That was all that I had. And that was the only future I could see ahead of me. But as I was arranging the chairs, I was the only one in church. The service has not started. It should have been about 3 hours before service started. I was there. all of a sudden, a wind came into the room. And I was praying. And what was I praying? Lord, I want to see you. Oh God, I want to see you. Lord, reveal yourself to me. And you know, sometimes you are praying, you are not expecting answer. You know, there are some religious prayer you are praying that you are just praying. You are not really expecting answer. So as I was arranging the chair, no single soul was in the church. Lord, let me see you, Lord. Let me see you, Lord. I want to see you, Lord. Then all of a sudden, a wind came from the... See, the church is like this, but the wind, I was near this part. Because all that church, every chair was in front. So I was towards the front, near the altar side. But the wind entered from the backside. And from the first time in my life, and thank God that there was a door near where I was. Why did I say thank God? I thank God because I don't know what will have, how I would have reacted. But I think God was just letting me know that I was there. When the wind came, you could hear, then from the middle row, it was as though somebody was coming and the chairs were giving way. Hey, what is this? I don't want to know whether it's the Lord or whether it's an angel or whether it says, I said, that the reason I said thank God is that if there was no door in that way, I would have made a way. The way at which I ran out of that door, if that door was closed, I'm telling you, the spirit will break the door. What is this? Only I was the only one that saw that thing in the church that day. Bah! I went like Superman, went out of the place. Then I stood outside. I was watching. What is that? Who is there? Lord, I don't want to see you again. I'm telling you, I don't want to see you again. If this is what it means, I don't want. Keep to yourself, please. Tell me. That is why, people, you can never connect where you are to your disservice. Because God has brought you this far. And with the level you are too busy to serve Him. With this level you are too busy to even say, oh, let me do something to contribute to the house of my Father being advanced. I told them in the first service, so after this service, I'm raising a new team of people. I call them Kingdom Advancement Partners. When we're going to start our Thursday meeting, I call some people. Say, brother, I just realized that we didn't have money and this thing may not be sustainable. Every Thursday, feeding people. So I needed more people to be committed in their giving. So I called some people. And that day, some gave. But you see, I don't want to be calling people all the time. So I told my people, even if nobody supports, this Thursday breakfast meeting, I will be doing it. So we started about a month or two. Now, almost a month now. Or over a month. We started. Every Thursday morning, we'll be here. Show fame, pray. Lead the people to Christ. My people that comes for my Thursday meeting, they are very precious to me. Because I know that, you know, as a Christian, sometimes we can be too righteous to forget that the church is not only for those who wear nice clothes. That was why the Pharisees could not comprehend Jesus in Luke 16. Give me Luke 16, verse 1 to 2. Luke 16. These were Christians of the day. Instead of joining hands with Jesus, look at what they were saying. Luke, these were the pastors, the priests, the believers of the day. You will see what they are about to say. Luke 16. And he said also unto the disciples, there was a certain rich man which had, and give me 15:1. 15:1. 15:1. If you have not deleted it, it will be there. If it's not there this time and you have deleted it, then I will continue. 15:1. Who is there? Who is there? Very fast, very fast. Give me Luke chapter 15, verse 1. And he drew near. Then they drew near unto him. Then they drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. Verse 2. Then look at the reactions of people. Verse 2. These are Christians. Well, I call Christians. But and the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, this man receives sinners and eateth with them. This is the thing we do. They were complaining. This is what we do every Thursday morning now. And you know what happened? We just had it last Thursday. Those of you who have been observing, you realize that on Thursday, I didn't drop a voice note on the WhatsApp group. That day I was praying. I added, during our 3 days covenant fast, I prayed. And that Thursday morning, I did a vigil. I was so tired, but I still woke up. Lord, I want one of them to be saved. Let it lead to the salvation of at least one. One. Oh, I was praying. And by the time I finished, I was so tired. So I told the people, just pray in the morning. The WhatsApp note, I will drop it on Friday or something. So I came here very late that day, and we had our Thursday meeting here. You see them. They come. With their slippers, they come. I love them. With their shirt, they come. I love them. With their big tattoos, they come. I love them. With their dreadlock, they come. I love them. Because Jesus died for everybody. He died, and no soul deserves to go to hell. If you think like that, you will never withhold yourself from serving God. No soul deserves to go to hell. And when we finished, nothing happened that Thursday. But I trusted the Lord. Then here was I on Friday in my office. Bam! One of the guys came back on his own. Said he wanted to see me. When I saw him, he says, Pastor, I can't speak English too much. But what I want to tell you is that I am tired of the way I'm living my life. I said, tell me about yourself. And he narrated the story out from this village, how he entered into different vices, how he began all the bad things. And he said, now I'm tired. I want Jesus. I said, you know, if you need Jesus, Jesus is ready to save you. And before I could know it, a big boy, he broke down in tears. Help me. So I said, come to the altar here and pray. Come to the altar here and pray. And he came to the altar here. And he was weeping. He was weeping. He cried his heart out. He was there for a long time. And when he finished praying, I said, you know, Jesus has saved you. So the first thing, we need to change your clothes. So I called people and said, go to the market for me. Get the clothes. So they got him some shirts and trousers. Came, said, yeah, go home. Take your bath. You are no longer an area boy. Go and wash your clothes. And he wore it. When he came back, I could not believe what I was saying. He has been transformed. I said, wow. He said, how do you feel? He said, Pastor, I feel better. He said, my people, when they saw that I've changed my clothes, they told me, say, where you get the clothes? I told them, that church, they bought it for me in that church. That pastor bought it for me. I said, wow. I said, you know the next thing you have to do now? You need to go and shave. Will you shave? He said, yeah, I'll go and shave. So I gave him money. He went. He went to go and shave. And come and see the beauty in the boy. When he returned, he had become an handsome boy. I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I had my greatest joy that Friday. I had my greatest joy. But imagine the people who gave. If at that particular Thursday, I didn't have to give so much. Because some people had given ahead. They've given ahead. Pastor, this Thursday meeting, we want to support. We'll give ahead. Thank God for those who will stand there and be knocking. Thank God for them. Now, when you see me, if you want to see me when I'm doing my evangelism, locate me on the canal. Every night, most of the night, from this week, you see me, come to the canal around 7. You will see me there let them take their India M. I don't care. I am not just going to be a pastor in the church. I'm also a pastor, canal pastor. Stay there. Preach the gospel. Have Bible study with them. Yeah, because no soul deserves to go to hell. Call me canal pastor. It do near to them. It do near to them. But when you forget, because it could have been me. The only thing that made it not to be me was that somebody preached to me before the devil could lay hold of me. I had a man, a brother who was a cult member in higher institution. He was telling me how cultism was. He was a cult member himself. And my dream was to become a cultist. Because he told me how they operate, how this one will carry us. And he said, he told me, advantage of joining cult, they will protect you, they will do this, they will do that, we will stand by one another. You see, things that Christians are not doing is now what they are using to convert people to cult. So if anybody touches you, we will all go and fight for you. Oh, you don't even go for visitation. He said, you are tired. One of the cult members that gave their life to Christ in church said, share his testimony. He said, Pastor, do you know why it's very hard for someone to leave cultism? He said, you have sense of security. He said, one day a man harassed my mother. And I said, I was going to teach the guy sense. His cult group were in Benin, Ekpoma, or wherever they were. He called them, Kapo, somebody has matched my face. I want you to come and teach the person. They entered the bus. All they called, said that same day, they entered the bus from Ekpoma, student, came to Ilekpo and wherever they are, here. And they told, he showed them the man. And they went and beat the man well for him. They have finished that and they went back to school. Yeah. But Christians, pray. You say you will not pray. Join a department to show that you are grateful. It could have been me. Imagine me as a cultist. It would have been very terrible. Because anything I want to do, I do it with all my heart. And maybe I would have been dead by now. Because no, cultists don't last. Cultists don't last. You'll be dead. Short time, you'll be dead. Be dead. Church, signs of ungrateful people is that they are not fruitful for God. As you have come today, as we want to say thank you to the Lord, one of the ways I want you to say thank you to God is decide before this year is over, decide to be fruitful. Decide to be fruitful. One of the guys, when I was talking to him, said, how can I know you? He mentioned one of our members' name. Said, ask that woman. The woman knows me very well. Ask that. I'm telling you, he mentioned one of the person he mentioned is here in church. And I said, how come this person has not preached to this guy? How come? Maybe she has done her own, I didn't know. But I believe that she has never mentioned that guy to me. Or neither, if you have been going on your news. See, you know what? There are people, some of us, we left them at home now. We call them bad boys. We call them bad girls. You will never pray for them. How many people have you prayed for in your house? How many people have you spent time to pray for on your news today? You pray for your children? You pray for your husband? Thank God for them. But no, you are not thanking. Because for you, this one don't concern you. But I want to tell you today, if we want to show gratitude, you will love sinners. You will love to be fruitful for God. You will love to win souls. This is my message for you. And that is why, from today, I told my people, I've been saying this since Friday, we are doing 2 weeks operation in church, Operation My Thanksgiving Soul. That the best is when you call it family Thanksgiving. This year, I have said to myself, I will not invite any member of my family, my immediate family, to come for Thanksgiving. The people I'm going to invite are these my friends, my new friends that I have gotten from Thursday meeting now. When it is time on 15th, when we are doing family Thanksgiving, you are going to see new family members that I have. Because Jesus said, these are my father, these are my brother, these are my new friends. This year, I'm not saying go and invite. No, your family, your new family should be the souls you have won for Christ. They are your new family. Imagine Jesus was attached to Mary. Do you think we'll be here? You think we'll be here? That's why in the next 2 weeks, thank God for what has happened, what you have done in January to November. But this December is so winning. We must be fruitful for the Lord to say thank you. He has kept you. Thank God. Now we have to be fruitful. We have to be fruitful for him. We are going the extra mile to reach out to somebody. And that's why we're standing in. And next Sunday, don't come to church with your gele. I'm telling you. Don't come to church with your best clothes. Because there is a deception that the church is only for those who can afford it. Those who can dress well. The church has been merchandised. It has been monetized. Now, if you don't have an offering, how did we get to the point that somebody will say, because I don't have an offering, I cannot go to church? How did the church become so nice that somebody will say that because I'm wearing slippers, I cannot go to church? Because the people in the church, they are so concerned about fashion that they have lost the essence of the gospel. So now, people don't have good clothes, they can't come to church. They will prefer to come to Thursday meeting. Because it's like we understand ourselves. Next Sunday is dress down Sunday. Nobody should wear nice clothes. I'm not saying wear torn clothes. Just dress casually. Your shoe is too nice for church on Sunday. But you wear this, my own shoe is too nice. Go and look for a sandal to wear. A sandal. A slippers. That is what we are. And you just dress casually. And you yourself will be surprised that people will ask you, are you sure you are going to church? Some of you will see people, are you sure you are going to church? Because when they see you dress casually, they don't expect that God can receive those who don't dress well. You understand what I'm saying? Yes, it's like if you don't dress expensive, your everything is not, God cannot receive you. And that Sunday, that is the Sunday you are going to see most of my friends in church. Because by the time they look around, I want them to feel belong. That after all, we are all like you. After all, Jesus died for all of us. After all, there is no big deal. It's not about the clothes. It's about heaven. No one deserves to go to hell. So dress down Sunday. We wear it. We just wear your very simple, decent dress. Just wear it. You will see me wear my palm. I may not even polish my palm. After all, I've preached here without the sandal before. I scrubbing up. I don't have to polish it. Because there will be those who don't have money to polish their shoe. So if your shoe is not polished, don't worry. Just wear it like that. Because so that one day you can preach in a desert. So that one day you can preach in a place where there is no tarred road. After all, what are we calling? You think this is enjoyment? By the time you go to Disney Island, you know what enjoyment is. I see you going there. What you call clothes today, some years will not be a cloth for you. We should be able to become fruitful. If your clothes cannot win soul, it's not a good cloth. Yes. You must win soul. So we let's don't they, we are dressing down. Wear your slippers, sandals, just wear your shirts and your trousers. You are coming. And we are going. That Sunday, I'm sending people out. Sending them out to go to all the corners. Bring the boys to church. Bring them. And when they come, you must make them feel loved. It is our duty as when they come, you must go and shake them. Oh boy, where have you been since all these days? Now, where have you been? Oh boy, you are too much. Where have you been? Where have you been? Sister, where have you been? Where have you been? When I went to the canal on Tuesday to pray, I saw a young girl, very young. She's not up to 20. But you know that Indian Emula finished her life. Not up to 20. It's because nobody has preached to her on time. It's because nobody cared. You can call her a bad girl, but I see her as a beautiful girl that nobody cared for. And just like the Pharisee, they saw that man and they all passed. They all passed and left him in the pool of the blood until the Good Samaritan came. Charlie, you are the Good Samaritan Jesus is looking for. This Christmas, you see, I told my people, I told my wife, even the Christmas party we have for our children here, most of the children, they are not members of our church. That's why you see that I'm saying I'm raising partners. I before I order one this thing for my children, I have ordered this past week, I contacted my contact in China. I said, give me this gift. If you see, I said, I'm buying, because I told people, have you people contributed for the children? I say, so the people are not contributing. It's because they are not their children. They are thinking about their children's clothes. This year, I bought the thing. I got angry. I went, I said, I'm paying online. Bring them to the contract. Now I bought it on fast. They will ship it in. It's already on the way. I don't care what anybody thinks. Why should I think about my own children? Can they take care of themselves when I'm gone? Who will take care of your children when you are not there? If you don't take care of other people's children, how can God send mothers to your own children? How can God send fathers to your own children? How can God raise helpers for them? You keep building your own palace and see who will live in it. If you not remember God. If you not remember God, say they are unfruitful because they are forgotten. This December, every one of us, we must roll up our sleeves and serve God like never before. Those of you who have not joined anything in church, look at it and decide that you are going to, I will do something for God. I will end 2019 working for God, sweating for God, giving to the things of God, and His blessings will overtake you in the name of Jesus. This is our Thanksgiving today. This is the song we have been singing. I've been singing it. Isn't that a nice song we have been singing? Oh, have I not been singing a nice song to you? Oh, yeah. So we have finished our Thanksgiving. Stand to your feet. Put your hand together for Jesus. Oh, put your hand together for Jesus. I want us to pray for mercy. Pray for mercy. Today, I want us to pray for mercy. Lord, forgive me. In any way, I've been unfruitful. Forgive me for my ingratitude. Forgive me in any way I have forgotten what you have brought me from, what you have redeemed me from. Lord, I ask for your forgiveness. Forgive me in any way I have forgotten that you saved my soul and I'm not saving others. Lord, please forgive me. Can we lift up our voice as we talk to God? Talk to the Lord this morning. 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 Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, we pray for your mercy, Lord. We pray for your mercy, Lord. We pray for your mercy, Lord. In any way we have been ungrateful by not serving you, by being unfruitful, Lord, we want to live a grateful life. A life that remembers how he was saved. A life that will not forget how you brought us from the marriage clay. how we were wretched, but Jesus saved us from our wretched sin. Oh Lord, be merciful. Be merciful. Be merciful, Lord. Be merciful, Lord. Be merciful, Lord. Lord, be merciful. Be merciful. Have mercy. Have mercy. In any way we have left our first love, we focus on ourselves alone. Living a self-centered life. In any way we have been living a self-centered life. Lord, be merciful. Lord, be merciful. Lord, be merciful. Lord, be merciful. Be merciful. Be merciful. Be merciful. In the name of Jesus, be merciful. Lord, be merciful. Lord, be merciful. Be merciful, Lord. Be merciful, Lord. Then we pray.
Amen.
Now, today, Thanksgiving, 1st of December, I want to pray for all those who do not know Jesus in our environment. Pray for that girl that India Hem has taken over her life. Pray for that boy that cultism has taken over their lives. Pray for that one that has dropped out of school, has given up on life. Pray for that one who, those who are at home today who could have been in trouble but are not there. And I want you to intercede for them as a sign of thanksgiving that you, God, you are here. Remember those who are not saved. They are all around us. Some of us, we left them in the house and say, Lord, this month, save their soul. But let them not enter 2020 a sinner. Today, Lord, and if you know some of their names, mention their names and pray for them. Pray for them, Lord, let them be saved. Those who left at home that are not saved, some of them may be your family member. Some of them may be your children. Some of them may be your Lord. Anyone that is not saved, that is not in the house of God today, lift your voice and just pray for them. Lord, this month, save their soul. Can we lift up their voice as we pray? Lift your voice everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. Let's lift up our voice and pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for the admirals. Pray for the conductors. Pray for the thieves. Pray for the robbers. Pray for the prostitutes. Pray for the prostitute. Pray for the drug addict. Pray for the wayward child. Pray for the wayward daughter. Pray for the wayward son. They are somebody's children. They are somebody's children. Lift your voice and pray for them. Jesus, save their soul this month. Jesus, save their soul this month. Let them be saved. No one deserves to go to hell. No one deserves to perish. No one deserves to be killed. Your prayer is saving them from untimely death. Your prayer is saving them from any grave. Your prayer is saving them from any grave. Pray for them today. Pray for your brother that is not saved. Pray for those who are not saved in your household. Pray for your auntie. Pray for your uncle. But most especially, pray for as many that the devil has held captive in this land. That in one and God, Lord, set them free this month. On this first day of December, they don't need to look. They cannot remain drug addicts. They cannot remain a drug addict. They cannot remain a thief. They cannot remain as prostitutes. They cannot remain as drunkards. Jesus, save their soul this month. 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 Thank you, Father. Now can we hold our hands together? Let's form a chain. Let's form a chain. If someone preached to an enemy, the notorious thieves, thief, he will have been saved. Every wayward person you see today is somebody's daughter, is somebody's child. Once again, we are going to say, Father, in one accord, this month, all around our community, all around our land, save sinners. Let them come to know Jesus. Let them not cross over to 2020 without having an encounter. Lord, let them have an encounter that will lead to their salvation. In one accord, can we lift up our voice? Let's lift up our voice. Cry unto God. Don't pray inside. Pray with a loud voice. Let everyone hear your voice. Let them this month of December, oh God, visit our land. Save souls like never before. Let them be saved, Lord. We are not better than them, Lord. We are not better than those who are not saved. That is why we are standing in the gap. That they will not go to hell. Let them not go to hell. Let them be saved, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Our voice in one accord as your people, because as Apostle Paul says, Jesus came to save sinners, of whom I am a chief of them. We intercede for this land, oh God, being ravaged by cultism, ravaged by prostitution, ravaged by abortion, ravaged by immorality. Our land is under satanic attack. Our youth have been destroyed by the devil. But as a people, this Thanksgiving Sunday, we choose to lay ourselves aside, to intercede, as it means that we say, thank you for saving us. But this month, save their soul, oh God. Lord, we pray for that drug addict. We pray for that prostitute. We pray for that wayward girl, that wayward boy. We pray for that wayward husband, that wayward father, that wayward wife, that wayward sister. We pray, Lord, for that home that has been in disarray because of sin. Lord Jesus, this one, save their soul in the name of Jesus. Save their soul in the name of Jesus. Set the captives free. Set the captives free. Set the captives free. They are free. They are free. They are free. They are free. As we go for this month, sharing the gospel of Jesus, telling them that Jesus loves them. Lord, use our voice to save soul. Use our hand to save soul. Let our leg carry us to the right places that needs to be saved. Use our resources, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Ancient of Days. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Shout amen. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. Now, before we close, I want all eyes bow and all eyes closed this morning. Maybe your friend invited you to church. Maybe you came on your own, but you do not know Jesus. Maybe you have been coming to church for some time, but you know that you are not born again. You don't have a personal relationship with Jesus. This morning, I want to pray for you and I want to pray with you. You want Jesus to come into your life as your Lord and Savior? I want to pray for you. I want to pray with you. So if you are here this morning, you want to say, Pastor, please pray for me. I don't want to go to hell. I want to be saved. You are the one I want to pray for. So very quickly, if you want to give your life to Jesus, can you please lift up your right hand? You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless. Oh, God bless you. Satan is losing today. Please come to me. I want to pray for you. Just come very quickly. I want to pray for you. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. Come, I know you are still there. Come quickly. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Oh,
Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way.
Jesus is the answer.
Listen, I know one more person you are there. If you die today, you know you are going to hell. You are not sure you go to heaven because you know that you are not living a right life. Jesus sent me here to tell you that today is your own day of salvation too. So one more time, I'm making that final call. If you want to give your life to Jesus, if you want to say, Jesus, take my life, I want to come very quickly. I want to pray
today.
Come quickly, I want to pray for you. One more person to join this one. One more person to be saved.
Jesus is the way.
Come quickly, I want to pray for you.
He's the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way.
Now place your hand on your chest and talk to God. Say, Lord, here I am. I'm asking for your mercy. Just say, Lord, have mercy on my soul. Lord, have mercy on my soul. Just pray for mercy. Say, Lord, I am not hiding myself from you. Have mercy on me today. Have mercy on me, Lord. Pray for mercy. Pray for mercy. Pray for mercy. Pray for mercy. Lord, have mercy on my soul. Lord, be merciful unto me, a sinner. Be merciful unto me, a sinner. Save my soul, Jesus. Be merciful unto me, a sinner. Save my soul, Jesus. Save my soul, Jesus. As the Lord said, Jesus, save my soul. I am a sinner. Jesus, save my soul. Save my soul, Jesus. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Now with your hand on your chest, I want to say this word. Heavenly Father, I thank you for giving me the opportunity to be saved. Today, dear Lord Jesus, I open the door of my heart to you. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe with all my heart that you died for my sins. I believe with all my heart that you were buried. I believe with all my heart that you rose from the grave. Jesus, Son of the living God, please come into my life and be my Lord and my personal Savior. Wash all my sins away. Wash all my sins away with your precious blood that you shed for me. And please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul today. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you because as it is written in your word, confession is made unto salvation. For by grace are ye saved, not of your works. This is the gift of salvation that these ones have received. They don't have to work for it. They don't have to labor for it. Jesus, you have brought it for us and they have received it today. Lord, I lift up these ones into your hand that have received the gift of salvation. Let them be rooted and grounded in your kingdom forever. In the name of Jesus. Let them be a fruitful Christian, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray you anoint them for your use. Make them a living testimony. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name, I have prayed. Shout amen.
Amen.
Shout amen. Amen. Now, I want to tell you before you go to your seat. After the service on my left-hand side here today, there's a class we call Believers Foundation Class. It's a four-week class. That means if you start this Sunday, you can finish it before December. And that means by December, you will have finished a class with a certificate in your hand. We are going to give you a certificate when you finish that class. And we are also going to baptize you with water and with the Holy Ghost. You are going to be baptized in water. You are going to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. And you have a certificate when you finish your course. Because in that class, they will be teaching you on how to be a fruitful Christian. How you can grow and not go back to the world. So please don't be in a hurry to go. After the service, just wait on this left-hand side. The teacher will be there. And it's just a short class. Under 45 minutes, you'll be through. Then, because God has begun a good work in your life. Father, I thank you because today marks a new beginning in their lives. They shall never be the same again. In Jesus' name. God bless you. You may please go back to your seat. Church, can we put our hands together for Jesus? You may please be seated. Amen. Dear Pastor Luke, can you get me my handkerchief, please? So I want to encourage you to be part of Operation Save, Operation My Thanksgiving Soul this month. And remember that next week Sunday is what? What do we call next week Sunday? What do we call next week Sunday? Say with me, Dress Down Sunday. Say, what do we call next week Sunday? We are dressing down, not dressing down. And on Sunday, every one of us have to ensure that you go after them from this week and make sure they are saved. Amen. And from Wednesday, my evangelistic team, my own team, all right, you will see us at Onarosiolu. Arosiolu, they will be there from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We're doing our film show and winning souls. We are saving more souls for Jesus. So Arosiolu is where we are stopping this week. So you see the boss there, the film ministry will be there, and we'll be saving souls for Jesus this coming Wednesday. Now is our time to give to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, today I want to encourage you as we give. Your offering and your tithe